It's a beautiful summer day in Charlottesville, and we're back with another edition of the Wahoo Central Podcast. I'm Jeff White, the Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. My guest today is Scott Thompson. Scott is a senior and a fixture at left back for the UVA men's soccer team, which, of course, is the reigning NCAA champion. Scott, thanks for stopping by. I see you are not wearing your championship ring.
Not today.
You break it out at all?
Once or twice we've worn it, but that's about it.
Virginia's season officially starts next Saturday night at Klockner Stadium against Charlotte, which is ranked number 17 in the preseason coaches poll. First, though, you and your teammates will play your third and final exhibition game Saturday afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, against Georgetown up in D.C. Will that be on the same field where Virginia and Georgetown met in the NCAA quarterfinals last season?
I think so. We're really excited to play them again because we know they're going to be a really good opponent for us heading into our first game of the season. And I've played with a few of the guys for a while now growing up, so I know they're really good quality, so we're just excited to play a good opponent heading into the season.
The weather will be a little better this time.
We hope so.
That was a cold, rainy, nasty day, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was definitely fun to play in, so can't complain.
I was in Richmond that afternoon for the men's basketball game against VCU, and I was one of several athletic department employees who were following the soccer game online. I confess that I had just about lost hope, you know, after 89 minutes only to have Todd Wharton score with 52 seconds left in the second half, you know, to force overtime, and eventually the game went into penalty kicks. What's going through your mind? You were out on the field, you know, and you see the clock ticking down, and it's 1-0, Georgetown leading, and, you know, your season is literally on the brink.
Yeah, I mean, we worked extremely hard that whole game defending as a team. We got a few good chances in the first half, so we knew we had a chance there. And then going into the last 5 minutes, we just kept pushing and pushing, and that was kind of our MO when we went into the playoffs, that we were just going to be a hard team and never give up. And Riggs made a great play to win the first header, and Todd just got himself in the box, and we were able to pull off a little bit of a comeback there to set us up for a little run, so...
Before we talk about this coming season, let's look back one more time at 2014. Virginia did not have a great regular season, did not have a great ACC tournament, and you went into the NCAAs as the number 16 overall seed, which means you were anything but a favorite to win the whole thing. Yet, less than a month later, you're national champions. What was it like to be part of such an improbable postseason run?
We knew we had talent because that's why we were highly ranked when we first started, and we know rankings don't really mean much. So we knew we had a tough season for our standards, and ACCs we didn't do very well. But that gave us 2 weeks, like coaches talked about, to really just work on things ourselves and get good sessions in. And once it comes playoff time, it's all about just getting hot at the right time. I mean, we've seen it the past few years with us making runs that we have. So we were always confident that we had the talent to do it. We just weren't putting things together as we wanted to before that. And then once you hit tournament time, it's when we know it's one and done. It's just getting everybody together as a team and having a good mentality all around. So,
but do you feel the confidence like growing with every win?
Absolutely. Every time you get good results, especially against the good teams, once we start playing the likes of Notre Dame and Georgetown again, and beating them and playing well, we knew we had a chance. So,
the championship game did not have a goal in regulation or in overtime. It goes to penalty kicks. You go second for Virginia. A UCLA goal. I went back and watched this last night. The UCLA goalie makes a diving save on your PK. At that point, each team has made one PK. What's going through your mind then, and how relieved were you when the next guy to kick from UCLA hit the crossbar and did not convert his?
When I first missed, I was just hoping that Cali would make a big save or they would miss, because I just didn't want to mess the chances up for the team. And then luckily right after that, they missed, and Cali played a huge role in that, just being 6'5" and getting big in there. And so at first I was pretty disappointed in myself, but then after that I was just hoping the rest of the team could take care of it, and luckily they did. So
all the five guys who kicked kind of had distinctive ways. Like Patty would take that long looping run, and Sam Hayward just kind of sprints at the ball and whales away at it. Was that kind of – is that a tactic at all that the coaches encourage, or you left up to your own? Whatever works
for you. Yeah, it's all your own style. And it was funny because Sam, as a transfer, like no one really knew what his style was. And then when we started practicing PKs, he just kind of started running up to the ball super fast, and he said he'd never really taken a PK before. And he said he tried to tell us that he wasn't very good at it, and then he just couldn't miss, and rightly so, because his style made it very difficult for goalies.
And it's very violent almost. It seemed like it might be kind of unnerving for the goalie to have a guy just sprinting straight ahead at you like that.
For how fast he comes at the ball, he controls it really well to get it on frame, so... when you got guys like that that are confident in what they can do, and Patty is confident every time he goes up, all the other guys are confident. So once we got into that situation, we were just excited to be there. So,
men's soccer was the first UVA team to win an NCAA title in 2014-15, but it was not the last. Men's tennis was crowned in May, and the baseball team won it all in June. On social media, those teams received a ton of support from men's soccer players. Do you know guys on the tennis and baseball teams, and have you guys had a chance to compare notes, compare rings, or did the baseball happen so late in the year that hadn't happened yet?
The baseball and tennis guys, because at the end of the year, we haven't seen rings or talked about much. But within the UVA community, everybody's tight-knit, especially in the sports aspect of it. So anytime you see another team doing well, you're just really excited to see it, and we just want to win as many national championships and ACC championships as we can. So when we saw that, we were just all really excited for them.
Soccer players have a lot of options when the school year ends. Some stay here in Charlottesville to work out and take summer school classes. Others scatter around the country and play for other teams in different leagues. You were one of those guys. You've gone home to the New Jersey, New York area and played for the New York Red Bulls under 23 team. What's that experience been like? I know you've had the team has had a lot of success over the last couple of years.
Yeah, fortunately for me, the past three summers as a team, we've been successful. And anytime you're successful, that just makes it more and more enjoyable to go every session. So it's about an hour and 10 minutes away from me. So I get to live at home, which is always nice for the summertime. And then you're playing against guys you've grown up playing with, guys of good caliber from other good schools that just want to come and get better in a pro environment. And over the past few years, Red Bull, the pro team, has been pretty committed to staying in touch with guys in the college levels and that type of thing. So it's been a nice spot to go back to because they're so committed to keeping tabs on everything.
Do you train at all with the first team? Or
the past few summers I've gotten in with the first team a few times and the reserve team. So that opportunity is always exciting to go back to because you never know when you're getting a chance to go back to that. So
this Virginia team will enter the season ranked number 2 nationally. I realize the preseason rankings often are more about what a team did the previous year than about its potential for the coming season. That said, there's a lot of proven talent returning on this team, including yourself, Todd Wharton, Pablo Aguilar, Nico Correvo, Sam Hayward, Riggs Lennon, Marcus Landy, DeFore, Jake Rosansky, Patty Foss, and Sheldon Sullivan. What in your opinion, is the ceiling for this team?
I mean, every year we just want to go in and set our bar as high as we can and try to win another national championship. But we've seen in soccer and in every other sport, especially in college, with the parity there is, going back-to-back is as tough as it gets. So we always want to strive for a national championship, and I think we have the talent to do that, but it's all about getting the team together, making the team right, and not so much individual talent that we have, but just always having a team mentality like we did last year. So,
the last team to win back-to-back NCAA titles was Indiana in 2003 and 2004. Is repeating a goal that the coaching staff like puts in front of the players, or do they figure if you guys take care of business, then those things take care of themselves?
I just think being at UVA, the national championship is always the goal of the year. So whether we won it last year or not, that was always going to be the goal this year. But now that it happened and we have a chance to go back-to-back, they see it as an opportunity to not be so stagnant and still be hungry to go win another one, especially now that not many teams are doing it back-to-back. It gives us an opportunity to be a special team. So
it's kind of cool to get the gear this year and have the seventh star on there after. Not that there was anything wrong with six stars, but and to know that you were part of adding that one.
Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. I mean, last year everyone was ready to put the seven stars on already in the spring. But to see it this year and see that we played a part in that one, just to add to the tradition of this school and this program, is something special.
As if winning the NCAA championship as a number 16 seed was not remarkable enough, Virginia did it despite scoring only 27 goals all season, which is the fewest for any team George Galinovich has had here. George has said he believes this team has more offensive firepower and should score more goals than last year's. I mean, do you feel the same way?
I do. I think we've got a couple of dynamic players that can really play a part this year. And just having guys that have another season under their belt, being a fourth year now, I've realized that plays a huge part in the college game, just having seasoned veterans out there to win games and find ways to score, and I think we're going to do that a lot this year.
The team has played two exhibitions this month, beating Navy 1-0 and then tying Radford 1-1. Did you learn anything significant about the group in those friendlies? I know that the playing time is really split up among the whole team.
Yeah, this year, we started a little later, I think, than usual and kind of went right into games, so it's been a little tough to gauge things. But the chances we've been creating have been, I think, pretty good for the style we're trying to play, and we just have missed a step or two to finish those chances. So to see that so early in preseason is pretty exciting from my end.
I wrote a story last summer about the Cooper test, which every player on the team has to pass before being cleared to participate in the games. For those listeners who are not familiar with that rite of preseason, can you describe what it is and how challenging is it?
So every college team that I know of has some type of preseason fitness test that everyone has to pass, and ours is the Cooper, which is 2 miles and 12 minutes on the track. And for some guys, it's really easy. Like Marcus, I don't think has ever struggled with that in his life. But for other guys, it's tougher, and you come in as fit as you can, and sometimes you struggle with it, and a lot of it is a mental thing, and I think a lot of it is a mental test, because as soccer players, you can run for a pretty long time, and that's only 12 minutes at a time. So it's always just a little thorn in everyone's side, but we get through it as a team now, so it's...
I mean, having been through it, having passed it three times yourself, did you go into it this year just fully confident?
This year was kind of just, it was my last one I've ever had to do here, so just get through it. Because we do it a lot in the spring as well. So just that it was my last time doing it here. I was just ready to get it over with and get back into playing.
The team's trademark in recent years has been it's stout defense, and you lost some important pieces at that end of the field, and Kyler Sullivan, Matt Brown, and Callie Brown. How have things looked so far? I know Jeff Caldwell, the new goalie, has a ton of experience at the national level, and Marcus is now playing it right back, so it's not like there's really inexperienced players there, but it does have a different look.
Yeah, I mean, starting with Jeff, we were blessed last year to have two just really good goalies that were pushing each other. So Callie was an outstanding goalie for us, and he's doing well for himself now. But we knew at that point there really wasn't much of a drop-off at all, if at all. And then at this point, it's kind of just figuring out, mixing and matching things in the back and trying things out in preseason. And George has done well with that figure things out, because once you get a solid back four, I think that's a good foundation to start with the rest of the team. So we're doing well with that.
What's it mean to have Marcus back? I mean, he was a starter and played a key role up front on the 2013 team that got to the College Cup, missed last season with the knee injury. What does he bring, particularly, you know, from a defensive position?
I think, I mean, we all know his speed. His recovery speed is unmatched for me. And then as an attacking guy, he's still able to defend really well. I've been impressed with that, with him. And just being another senior leader out there, you can never have enough of those. And he's like a professional guy. He's got a professional attitude out there, so he's always giving his best day in and day out. And I think the younger guys seeing that will just add to our team chemistry and add to people pushing for spots.
What have your impressions of the first year class been so far? I've heard a lot about Derek Etienne and Edward Opoku in particular.
Yeah, the freshman class has come in and impressed me a lot. I was always keeping tabs with Todd to see how things were going here in Charlottesville in the summertime. And he said they were very good, very dynamic guys.
Yeah, he was like the unofficial coach. Yeah, this summer.
We were just running things there. And they've come in and done well, and they've fit into our system. They're working very hard, and as a first year, that's all you can really ask for. So we're all impressed with those guys so far.
You head into the season with 18 career assists. And four more will put you in the top 10 all time at Virginia. How many of those assists have come off your corner kicks?
Probably 10 or 11. A lot of them have come from corners.
How much time do you put into practicing corners? And are you frustrated? I know you probably would like them to be almost the same place every time, and it never quite works out that way. Is it frustrating to see one kind of miss the mark?
Sometimes, just because. Especially as a left back, that's your opportunity to go in and make a big impact on the game, setting up goals. So when it doesn't play off as you want it, you get a little frustrated. But at that point, you just kind of move on to the next play and then take your opportunity when it comes. So I've just been working on playing balls in with my left foot my whole life. So that's kind of been something I'm known for now.
You were a highly decorated player coming out of Christian Brothers Academy, which is not far from your hometown of Brick, New Jersey. How did you end up at Virginia, and did you seriously consider any other colleges?
So I got an email from them whenever the first day of recruiting is. And when you hear from an ACC school, it's kind of hard to say no to. So I came down for an unofficial visit, and Coach Bohanek, when he was here, showed me around, and I was really impressed with the place, and I always wanted to go south for college for whatever reason. And then I just kind of fell in love with the place, knew the pedigree of the program, and wanted to be a part of it. So at that point, I just kind of made my decision from there.
All right, final question. No school in Division I has had more combined success in men's and women's soccer over the last 2 years than Virginia has. I know you have a lot of friends on the women's team. How much are the guys rooting for the women to break through this season, you know, particularly after you won it last year?
We would love to see them, especially with how much success they've had the past 2 or 3 years since we've been here for my senior year and for how hard those girls have worked. We would love to see them push through that final hurdle that's kind of gotten in their way the past few years, and I think they have what it takes again to do it. So it's just kind of making runs there at the end and hoping they can push through again. So we'll see what happens.
We will. So Scott, thanks again for your time. Have a safe trip up to DC. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Classes start Tuesday at the university for UVA athletics. Things officially get rolling Sunday afternoon at Klockner, when the men's soccer team hosts UNC Wilmington at 2:00. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for information on all 25 of our teams, and thanks for listening.